Chapter 41. A Final Inconvenience. In fact, Pierce had been among the crowd that witnessed the dreadful episode of the opened coffin. He saw that the episode proceeded precisely as he had intended, and that Edgar, in his hideous makeup, had escaped detection. When the crowd dissipated, Pierce moved forward to the van with Barlow at his side. Barlow was carrying some rather odd luggage on a porter's trolley, and Pierce had a moment of disquiet when he saw the dispatcher himself take up the job of supervising the loading of the van. For if anyone considered it, Pierce's behaviour was distinctly odd. To all appearances, he was a prosperous gentleman, but his luggage was unusual, to say the least. 5 identical satchels of leather. These satchels were hardly the sort of items considered agreeable by gentlemen. The leather was coarse, and the stitching at the seams was crude and obvious. If the satchels were unquestionably sturdy, they were also unmistakably ugly. Yet none was very large, and Pierce could easily have stowed them in the overhead luggage racks of his carriage compartment instead of the luggage van. The van was ordinarily considered a nuisance, since it meant delays at both the start and the conclusion of the journey. Finally, Pierce's manservant, he did not employ a railway porter, loaded the bags onto the luggage van separately. Although the servant was a burly character of evident strength, he was clearly straining under the weight of each satchel. In short, a thoughtful man might wonder why a gentleman of quality travelled with 5 small, ugly, extremely heavy and identical bags. Pierce watched the dispatcher's face while the bags were loaded, one after another. The dispatcher, somewhat pale, never noticed the bags at all, and indeed did not emerge from his distracted state until another gentleman arrived with a parrot, and an argument ensued. Pierce drifted away, but he did not board the train. Instead, he remained near the far end of the platform, apparently curious about the recovery of the woman who had fainted. In fact, he was lingering in the hope of seeing the padlock that he would soon be attempting to pick. When the dispatcher left, with a final sharp rebuke to his nephew, the young woman made her way towards the coaches. Pierce fell into step beside her. "Are you fully recovered, miss?" he asked.
"I trust so," she said.
They merged with the boarding crowd at the coaches. Pierce said, "Perhaps you will join me in my compartment for the duration of the journey."